Well, it's not a rock concert, as doctors gather south of the Bay Area at a conference in San Jose, California. It is actually a serious conference on psychedelic drugs and science, the first held in the U.S. in four decades, or the largest anyway, discussing the use of drugs like MDMA, psilocybin, an ingredient in hallucinogenic mushrooms, and MDMA, of course, the clinical name for ecstasy. They're going to be discussing, these doctors, as how to prescribe and use these substances in actual medical treatments. John Tierney joins us, science columnist for our partner, the New York Times, who had a story on this in the Times yesterday. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Also joining us is Clark Martin, a retired clinical psychologist who's actually used a hallucinogen when battling depression after he was diagnosed with kidney cancer. He joins us from Vancouver in Washington State. Good morning, Clark.
Yes, thank you. Pleased to be here.
How long ago was your treatment, by the way?
I was diagnosed in 1990 and then have had a series of metastases since then.
And the use of the hallucinogen, when did you actually attempt that treatment, and how long did it take?
It was two doses over a period of about 4 or 5 months, maybe a year and a half ago.
All right. I want to get more details from you in just a moment. But John Tierney, give me a sense of the scale of the change, if any, that's going on here. A lot of people know that some psychoactive drugs were actually formed and created as an outgrowth of medical research decades ago.
Right. Well, in the 50s and the 60s, there was great excitement among researchers as they discovered these psilocybin was synthesized and it was discovered in Mexico and it had been used there. And there was a lot of excitement, but then the scientists got too enthusiastic, started proselytizing for it. Timothy Leary was kind of giving it out and encouraging people to take it, to turn on, tune in, drop out. And it became associated with the counterculture and with breaking laws. And therefore, regulators was moved up to these banned substances and regulators stopped approving experiments for it.
Does this conference in San Jose, California represent a turning point medically?
There's been a turning point over the past decade where gradually, thanks to new safeguards and new protocols, researchers have gradually won permission to start doing more trials. And therefore, there's a half dozen underway now at different institutions across the country and in Europe and elsewhere. So it's been building gradually, and there's a certain critical mass now where there are a lot of studies going on, and they're talking to each other about the preliminary results.
All right. Well, John Tierney, we'll come back and talk about some of the potential therapies that are being explored in those trials, but let's get a firsthand account from Clark Martin, who we spoke with a moment ago. So you used a hallucinogen about a year and a half ago. How much of a skeptic were you about the efficacy of a drug like this?
Well, I really went into it pretty naive. I had no previous experience with anything like this, but I was optimistic.
What was the drug, and how did it make you feel?
Well, I describe it on your blog. There were several stages to it, but it really opens up a much wider worldview, but the experience of the drug itself can be quite frightening if it's not properly managed.
And you were in a supervised situation, and you took, what was the drug again?
Psilocybin, and I got 3 days of counseling with the two researchers that were with me through the whole day. That the high dose was administered, and had they not been there, I think I probably would have gone into a full-blown panic attack and would have tried to get out of the building and focused on something else.
Because there's anxiety and perceptual changes that are associated with drugs like this. Let's just be clear. They weren't treating your cancer with this drug. They were treating the ancillary depression, correct?
Yeah, exactly. As you might imagine, life-threatening cancer can be all-consuming, and it really, after a number of years, your life becomes much more narrow because of the treatments and all of the associated phenomena.
Well, let's go back to John Tierney for a moment, science columnist for our partner, the New York Times. Is that a standard issue, that the trials that are going on are a kind of palliative therapy for people with other diseases, or are we really talking about treating psychological illnesses specifically? And I'm not saying Clark Martin didn't have a psychological illness called depression, but what are we looking at here?
It's been called existential medicine, and it's being looked at for people who are depressed, for people who have post-traumatic stress disorder, for obsessive-compulsive disorder, for end-of-life anxiety. There are several trials underway for people who have terminal diseases. So it's basically it's being tried for these things that it gives people a new perspective. And Clark, of course, can tell you about his experience. The researchers say has been fairly typical of what they've seen.
Now, do scientists say, certainly there's anecdotal accounts of the use of LSD or psilocybin or ecstasy as constituting an alternative reality. Do scientists believe that?
They do think that the brain might, may be wired for these unitive experiences where you feel part of a larger whole and where your ego boundary kind of dissolves and you feel part of something bigger.
And are these only medical extreme case therapies, or is this the kind of thing that would be recommended to, say, adjust someone's personality in the workplace?
They're not that specific yet, and I think right now that they're just testing it for certain conditions, and they're really still at the preliminary stage and trying to figure out.
All right, John Tierney, science columnist for our partner, the New York Times, reporting on a possible change of heart regarding hallucinogenic drugs in medical therapy. Clark Martin, thanks so much for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.
Clark Martin is a retired clinical psychologist who used a hallucinogen when battling depression after he was diagnosed with kidney cancer. You can see more about his experience on our blog at thetakeaway.org. Click on blog.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.